Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. All of today's articles are being taken from the Flagstaff Business News, and we'll start it off with North Rim Recovery opens options for new lodge, November the 9th, 2025. A section of the fire-ravaged north rim of Grand Canyon National Park reopened last month as park officials moved to recover from the destructive Dragon Bravo fire. Public access will continue for daylight hours through November 30th or earlier if a major snowfall hits. The National Park Service opened the roads to Point Imperial and Cape Royale on October the 1st. Reopening portions of the North Rim allows visitors to once again experience some of the park's most scenic areas while we continue to assess post-fire impacts and begin recovery efforts, said Grand Canyon National Park Superintendent Ed Keeble. The Dragon Bravo fire, sparked by lightning July 4th, burned more than 145,000 acres. It destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge, cabins, residences, offices, a water treatment plant, and the visitor center. Nearly 1,000 visitors and staff were evacuated along with 54 mules when the blaze surged, starting July the 10th. A recent tour of reopened areas revealed blackened stands of trees side by side with healthy pines, spruce, and neon yellow aspen trees. Deer sprinted across nearly empty roads. A herd of bison grazed near the entrance station on State Route 67. Park Service photos show the lodge in rubble along with undamaged Adirondack and rocking chairs at Bright Angel Point. The fire halted visitation to the park's lodging and tourist services just 6 weeks into the North Rim's six-month season. Jacob Lake Inn, north of the National Park, lost about $1 million in revenue because of the Dragon Bravo and White Sage fires, manager Melinda Rich Marshall said. Coconino County bed tax collections declined 14.8% in July, August, and September over the same period in 2024, reflecting the loss of revenue from North Rim Lodging, Jacob Lake Inn, and other hotels impacted by the wildfires. Other factors may have contributed to the decline. North Rim Hospitality LLC, a subsidiary of Aramark Destinations that operates North Rim Lodging, declined to discuss its losses. The company has a 15-year concession contract for the park through 2038. Aramark Destinations is working closely with the National Park Service to begin shaping plans for the future of the Grand Canyon Lodge and other damaged structures, spokeswoman Sheena Weinstein said. While it's still early, we're optimistic about what's ahead for the North Rim and the visitor experience. About 300,000 travelers visit the North Rim annually, far fewer than the 4 million South Rim visitors. Efforts to rebuild Grand Canyon Lodge and other accommodations are just starting. The October 1st partial reopening is the first of several phased reopenings planned for the North Rim, and we appreciate the public's patience as we work diligently to restore access, Keeble said in a news release. Visitors are advised to use caution when traveling in reopened areas. Hazards include dead trees, flash flooding, and crews working on recovery operations. There is no timeline yet for rebuilding structures or an estimate of what visitor access will look like for the 2026 season, according to the Grand Canyon Public Affairs Office. Representative Eli Crane, Republican, Arizona, introduced the North Rim Restoration Act to streamline the federal contracting process to rebuild the lodge. The bill would give the National Park Service contracting authority to bypass standard delays and accelerate the renewal. The new lodge would be the third one built at Bright Angel Point. The first lodge, built in 1928, burned down in 1932. The second lodge opened on June 1, 1937. Replacing the 88-year-old lodge will be no small undertaking. The Arizona Republic reported that Park Superintendent Keeble said building a new lodge could allow it to be constructed for year-round visitation, something the Park Service had already considered for the old lodge. Northern Arizona and Southern Utah tourism interests have long pushed to keep the North Rim open year-round to bring more visitors during slow winter months. Marshall, Jacob Lake manager, said that she favors keeping the new lodge open through the winter. "I know that that's something that the Park Service would like to do," she said. "Obviously, there's a billion moving pieces to try to figure out when it comes to that." Jacob Lake Inn is required to stay open year-round as part of its lease from the Forest Service to provide fuel and services to travelers in the remote Arizona Strip. "I do think if the option were there and to be able to see the North Rim with snow, it would be pretty amazing." One issue is keeping SR 67 open. The 45-mile drive to the park is at elevations above 8,000 feet. Snowfall average over 9 feet annually at the North Rim. Arizona Department of Transportation plows SR 67 as needed until the annual closure in early December, and then plows as needed to reopen it in May, said Steve Elliott, ADOT Assistant Director of Public Information. ADOT is aware of the National Park Service's interest in potentially having North Rim facilities reopen year-round, which would require keeping State Route 67 plowed through the winter, he said. "At this stage, we aren't in a position to speculate about what might come from these discussions." Meanwhile, the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club has expressed its opposition to year-round operation at the North Rim. "We have no objection to building the lodge to be more energy efficient, but don't think that there should be an effort to keep it open year-round," Director Sandy Barr said. "The lodge should be rebuilt with recognition of the history. The footprint should be limited, and the architecture should be consistent with the rugged nature of the place," she said. As it stands now, North Rim visitors this month should be self-sufficient and bring food, water, and supplies. There's no power, water, cell service, or visitor services available in the reopened areas. There are portable bathrooms at Point Imperial. Camping is prohibited. The nearest fuel is available at the North Rim Country Store and Jacob Lake. Lodging is available outside the park at Kaibab Lodge, Jacob Lake, Marble Canyon, Page, Fredonia, and Kanab. The North Kaibab Trail remains closed as of press time because of rock falls and other damage. This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Moonshot State Pitch winner drills down to help Arizona mines boost productivity. November 9th, 2025. While studying how pathogens move through water systems in hospitals, lakes, and wastewater plants for her graduate research at Arizona State University, Ashley Haida, PhD, had a breakthrough idea. The same mathematical models she used to simulate disease spread, she realized, could be applied to mining operations to improve efficiency and sustainability. That insight led to the creation of Analytical Mindset, a startup designed to help mining companies turn their existing operational data into actionable intelligence. The concept earned Haida $10,000 as the statewide winner of the Moonshot Rural Arizona Pitch competition last month in Prescott. "I'm ecstatic and very thankful," she said. "In the mining culture, you need to meet people in person and shake their hands. It's essential for us to be at conferences demonstrating how companies can boost productivity, reduce vehicle wear, and minimize environmental impact by using the data they already collect." Haida said the Moonshot funding will cover registration and travel expenses for the 2025-26 mining conference season, as well as local event participation and overhead costs. Mines already generate vast amounts of data, from drilling performance and equipment use to ground conditions. But Haida says that information often stops at basic reporting. "We take that same data and use advanced analytics and modeling to identify what's really driving performance and how to improve it," she said. For instance, instead of simply tracking truck haul times, Analytical Mindset can pinpoint causes of delays, such as road roughness or loading wait times, then simulate how small adjustments could shorten cycles. That shift from descriptive to predictive thinking creates real operational and cost-saving impact. During her winning pitch at the state competition Friday, October 18th at the Sam Hill Warehouse, she told the standing room only audience, "Our goal is to help the mining industry move from reacting to yesterday's problems to predicting and preventing tomorrow's." With 433 mines that operate in Arizona, Haida believes there is plenty of opportunity ahead. She expects Analytical Mindset to hire 3 additional research scientists within the next 3 years. Haida moved to Arizona in 2018 and quickly became intrigued by mining. "It's an industry that's often misunderstood," she said. "Everything I rely on daily, my laptop, my car, my home, exists because of mining. If we're going to continue needing mined materials, we should do it smarter and more sustainably. Earlier this year, Haida won the Moonshot Rural Arizona Pitch competition in Sahuarita, south of Tucson. Participating in Moonshot with Grow and Sahuarita was an incredible experience, she said. It connected me with mentors, provided access to accounting and legal support, and introduced me to tools like Co-Founder OS, which helps startups manage financial projections and investor relations. Analytical Mindset already had been selected to teach a short course at the American Exploration and Mining Association Conference in Reno, Nevada next month, and is being considered for a session at the Society for Mining and Metallurgy and Exploration Conference in Salt Lake City, Utah in February. Hometown Fresh Farm wins Crowd Favorite Award. Michael and Kaylin Lindsay, founders of Hometown Fresh Farm, took home the Crowd Favorite Award and a $5,000 prize for their plan to open a hydroponic greenhouse next spring in St. John's. The couple aims to grow a variety of lettuces, leafy greens such as kale and collards, and fresh herbs to combat food insecurity in the region. Winning Crowd Favorite Award is so cool, said Michael Lindsay, the farm's chief grower. It was really nice to get feedback from folks. It gives us more confidence in our vision and the help we are able to provide. Their business plan includes purchasing refrigerated trucks to deliver fresh produce to what has been labeled as a food desert in northeastern Arizona, where families often travel miles for groceries. A sixth-generation St. John's native, Lindsay said he understands the community's food challenges, including how school breakfasts and lunches can be the only meals some children receive. Our plan is to work with schools to provide the freshest produce possible, he said. On family land that has been farmed for more than a century, Lindsay currently grows microgreens to sell along with baked goods at their roadside farm stand. A lifelong vegetable grower, he said he has always been drawn to hydroponics and its efficient use of resources. Michael says the land was once a dairy farm, later converted to alfalfa fields using flood irrigation. From a revenue perspective, we can tell a small portion of that land and produce what a 30-acre ranch once did. Entrepreneurial impact. Moonshot CEO Scott Hathcock and Chief Marketing Officer Kirsten Hathcock founded the Moonshot Rural Arizona Pitch Competition. The event empowered local entrepreneurs to promote business concepts for funding and mentorship while igniting Flagstaff's reputation as an innovative city where families can create, grow, work, and thrive. Meanwhile, other communities noticed and wondered how they could create similar entrepreneurial environments. Answering the call, the Flagstaff-born pitch contest is now in 20 rural communities managed by the Hathcocks. From mining technology to hydroponic farming, from indoor play spaces to artisan bakeries these entrepreneurs are solving real problems and creating opportunities in their communities, said Scott Hathcock. Ashley Haida's win with Analytical Mindset demonstrates the cutting-edge innovation happening outside our urban centers, while Michael Lindsay's crowd favorite recognition for Hometown Fresh Farm highlights how rural entrepreneurs are addressing food scarcity and sustainability in creative ways, he said. This year, more than 150 entrepreneurs participated in the Pitch Tour Stops. These entrepreneurs are the backbone of Arizona's economy and the future of their communities. We're honored to support their journey and can't wait to see what they build next. This article was written by Bonnie Stevens of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Pin Drop Travel Trailers partners with state parks to support Family Campout Program, November the 9th, 2025. Arizona State Parks and Trails and Pin Drop Travel Trailers are collaborating to encourage more families to enjoy the outdoors. From October through May 2026, Pin Drop will donate 10% of proceeds from its Pin Drop rental program directly to the Arizona State Parks and Trails Family Campout Program, helping to introduce children and parents to the joys of camping together. The Family Campout Program is designed to make outdoor adventures accessible for families who may be new to camping. Led by Arizona State Park Rangers, the program teaches families how to set up a tent, cook outside, explore nature, and enjoy campfire fun, creating memories that can last a lifetime with all equipment provided. Pin Drop Travel Trailers, based in historic Miami, Arizona, is known for its award-winning solar-powered micro campers. Built in the United States with a commitment to craftsmanship, Pin Drop Trailers combine rugged durability with modern comforts in a classic teardrop design. The key features include lightweight towability, four-season comfort, and user-friendly full galley kitchen designed for both short escapes and extended adventures. I believe in the power of the outdoors to bring families together, said Pin Drop Travel Trailers co-founder Ruth Ellen Alinsky. We're thrilled to support the Family Campout Program because it aligns so closely with our mission to make nature more accessible while building community. Arizona State Parks and Trails welcome the partnership as a way to expand access and deepen the impact of its outdoor programs. The Family Campout Program teaches people about camping, recreation, activities, and stewardship, said Arizona State Parks and Trails Deputy Assistant Director Michelle Thompson. We hope participants build a love of nature and a desire to continue exploring on their own. Through this partnership, we can offer more ways people can enjoy Arizona's beautiful outdoor spaces. And as a side note, it should be noted that Pin Drop Travel Trailer founders Tim and Ruth Ellen Alinsky won the Moonshot Rural Arizona Pitch Competition in 2023. This article was written by the Flagstaff Business News staff. You've been listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today and wishing you a great rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming your way from Sun Sounds of Arizona next.